Good evening.
Hi, everybody. Bob Plaster, and I'm your host for half an hour of comedy here, entitled Funny Stuff, heard every Friday night here on KCRW. And as you may have guessed, that my pathetic attempt at an imitation of Alfred Hitchcock. Yes, tonight we're going to listen to the wonderful humor of Alfred Hitchcock. Very few people realize that this great humorist was also a film director, and quite a good one, I understand. Apparently some of his films are showing around town. God, I can't do this with a straight face. No, it's true. It's true, but we all know him as a humorist, and that's what we're going to be listening to tonight. There is a record, a bizarre and wonderful record we'll be enjoying tonight, entitled Alfred Hitchcock Presents Music to be Murdered By. Since his comments in between the selections are what interest us most, I've had to edit some of the musical selections. And those of you with an ear for music will notice some strange key changes and abrupt transitions. But, you know, what can I say? But anyhow, let us turn to the comedy of Alfred Hitchcock with Music to be Murdered By.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Alfred Hitchcock, and this is Music to be Murdered By. It is mood music in a jugular vein, and I hope you like it. Our record requires only the simplest of equipment, an ordinary phonograph needle, a 4-inch speaker, and a .38 caliber revolver. Naturally, the record is long playing, even though you may not be. So why don't you relax, lean back and enjoy yourself until the coroner comes.
Thank you.
It was inevitable that I would make a record. After all, my measurements are 33 and one third, 45 and 78. Music to be murdered by was conceived in response to thousands of requests from members of my television audience. The program seems to have inspired them to murder, but did not furnish the proper atmosphere for it. It seems that during the commercials, the victims kept jumping up and leaving the room. Very annoying. This album will contain no commercials, but I would like to say a kind word for your friendly neighborhood mortician. Our next number is dedicated to him. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll never smile again. Trust that everyone is enjoying the music. As the title of the album suggests, this was meant for your listening pleasure while you are being done in. However, anyone may listen. We have no intention to discriminate. After all, the murderer has as much right to enjoy himself as his victim. Which brings me to this very practical aspect of our album. If you turn the volume up very loud, it will drown out screams. Remarks will be directed to those of you who have already been murdered. I hope you listen closely. By now you have learned the sad truth that being a murder victim can be inconvenient at times. There is a lack of certain bodily comforts. You may already be on a cold slab in a drafty morgue, or you may be back at the scene of the crime, still warm and limber, waiting wearily while your murderer decides what to do with the body. This is the knottiest problem connected with murder. That is, unless your assassin is the highly original gentleman I once knew. He waits until rigor mortis sets in, and then uses his victims for bookends. They make charming conversation pieces. This album has provided musical accompaniment to make your passing pleasant. Our next number is designed to drown out the sound of shovels. Music to be buried by. Of course, your assassin may have made burial unnecessary. So, if you are completely encased in cement and are teetering on the edge of a pier, please try not to pay attention to this next number. It is not meant for you. As for the others, if you spend your evenings watching murder instead of doing it yourself, you may recognize this. Just put that needle in what is known as my flip side. I won't be able to sit down for a week. This record, by the way, is unbreakable, but not bulletproof, so I urge you to be careful. I can't put this too strongly. Please don't stain the rug. Put bullet holes in the walls or indulge in any unseemly struggling because it creates a bad impression. People might think you are the type that throws wild parties. It is undignified actions of this kind that give murder a bad name. Perhaps I should mention that we have decided that this, the flip or homicide, is a little special, a little too macabre for the squeamish. Therefore, we have labeled it for juveniles only. Adults will not be permitted to listen unless they are accompanied by their children. Are you still with us? The difficulty with this album is that we keep losing listeners, leaving me feeling like a man wandering about in a self-service mortuary. Our next number is a request. It is for Mr. and Mrs. Cyril Schwicky of Ashtabula, Kansas. At least, I sincerely hope Mrs. Schwicky is still with us. The song is, Lover, Come Back to Me. If she is not around, her husband can listen to it in the basement while he waits for the cement to dry. I hope that as you listen to this, you are among your loved ones. For I believe that murder, like charity, begins at home. After all, some of the most exquisite murders have been domestic, performed with tenderness and originality, and in simple, homey places like the kitchen table or the bathtub. So, gentlemen, if you're with your wife, show her how you feel about her. Put your arms around her neck and listen to this musical admonition. I'll walk alone. Concludes our danse macabre. Portions of the proceeding were recorded. As for the rest of it, I'm very much afraid it was all in your mind. I don't intend to indulge in any post-mortem. If you haven't been murdered, I can only say better luck next time. If you have been, good night. Wherever you are.
There you have it. Somewhat of an unusual edition of Funny Stuff, but I think it's very funny. That was Alfred Hitchcock Presents Music to be Murdered By. We heard Music to be Murdered By, I'll Never Smile Again, I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You, After You've Gone, the Alfred Hitchcock television theme, Body and Soul, Lover Come Back to Me, I'll Walk Alone, and The Hour of Parting. Truly a wonderful record. Again, I'm sorry about some of those bizarre edits, but, you know, this is a half-an-hour show. Next week's show will be baseball. It will begin at 2 o'clock in the afternoon until 3, and we'll finish up at our regular time from 7:30 to 8. So that's 90 minutes of all sorts of baseball goodies. It's going to be a good show, so I hope you can join me. The address for any comments, questions, criticisms, you know it by now. It's Bob Claster with a C, KCRW with a K, 1900 Pico Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, 90405. And let's see what else. I think that's really just about it. Thanks to Alfred Hitchcock for his truly wonderful sense of humor. And thanks to you for joining me. I hope you enjoyed it. And until next week, when we have that 90-minute baseball special beginning at from 2 to 3 and then picking up again at 7:30. This is your host, Bob Claster, reminding you to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Good night, everybody.